Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. And this is a very special episode. So, you know, my wife always challenges me to reach out to people that have impacted us in a positive way, that really speak our language and are just really in alignment with how we feel about some of the things that are going on in the entrepreneurial world out there. And the person that I have for you guys today, if you have not heard of her, you are going to hear of her now. And what I will suggest is follow her on any piece of social that you can, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Instagram. Not only is she a wealth of knowledge when it comes to really helping people show up and blow up in their business, but she is the pure definition of keeping it real. And I think that's what really drew Nancy and myself to her. Is there are no smoke and mirrors with her. There are no hidden agendas. She doesn't keep secrets and, you know, tuck things away and not reveal it all. She is an open book. She's as open as you could ever imagine. And you're going to learn all about what she's done to create the seven-figure business that she has created, but also helping those people, as I said before, show up and blow up online. And really just be their true authentic self. So with that behind us and that being said, Sarah Dan, welcome to today's episode.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that introduction and all the kind words. And, you know, we all need to hear that from time to time, right? So I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, reassurance is big. And again, I think when you're in the online world, you're pushing content out, you're talking to people. And yeah, we can see the comments come in when we're doing our Facebook Lives and stuff, but you know, again, we respect you and your business and what you've done so much. And positive affirmations are big for us. And it's just, we always like spreading that love. And, you know, we just wanted to kind of let you know that you're just doing an awesome job and we appreciate everything that you're doing. So we're going to keep it really real today. So I just want to let everybody know, if you haven't followed Sarah, she keeps it really real. So there may be some explicit content today. I want Sarah to be her true authentic selves and she keeps it real. So, If it's triggering, good. If it's hitting you like below the belt, good. Because it's sometimes those hard conversations that you need to hear that will kind of bring down those walls of resistance and kind of take you to that next step. And sometimes you just need a good ass kicking. And that's what this conversation is all about. So Sarah, before we go into all the context of everything that you're doing, if you personally could rewind the tape on your journey in entrepreneurship and being an online business owner and press stop at a point that you really feel was that pivotal moment for you, or that aha moment, or the sky opened up. What was that moment for you and why?
Hands down, it was early 2017. I had started my business in 2012, but it was messy and rough, and maybe we can dive into that later. But 2017, I had gone through this terrible breakup, and I was in a position where most of my money and my business had been coming through with one-on-one clients and constantly like chasing that next one-on-one client. I never knew when I was going to make money again. And here I was, heartbroken, like just going through the worst personal time of my entire life. And not only I'm like, how am I going to support clients, let alone get clients? Like all I want to do is just watch Netflix and cry all day. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And so for whatever reason, I just finally, after a while, gave myself permission and just be like, I'm doing this my way. I don't want to work with high ticket clients. I don't want to show up everywhere. I'm going to do what feels comfortable to me, which at that time was doing live videos every single day in my Facebook group. It felt very safe. It felt very cushy. I could be myself. And I started selling every day. And I went from literally being dead broke that January to in February, I had my first $45,000 month. I had never made that amount of money before. And the wildest thing about it was like, it was the easiest period of my business up to that point. Cause I was like, just do the things every single day and do them your way. And years later, you know, that is still such a big basis. It's still the foundation of how I do business and how I teach doing business. And I love doing it simply and teaching other people that they can do it simply as well.
When you go through that kind of transition, you know, when a relationship ends and things are just flipped upside down and you're like, you could have taken the other route, which is the, oh, woe is me, curled up into a ball and not done anything. But instead you chose to kind of harness that energy and your plate was clear. Even though, yes, there were probably remnants and things going on that you were still working through, but it didn't stop you. What do you feel was the biggest lesson that you learned from that experience, from the tough breakup to really coming to that decision? I don't want to work with these high ticket clients anymore. I want to work with the masses. What was the lesson in all of that for you?
Oh, God, there were so many. Like, we would be here all day. But I think that, I mean, to be clear, I did feel sorry for myself for a little while there, but at some point I had to get moving. But I think probably the biggest one, as you were saying that, was I had this moment where I was like, I call it my fuck this shit moment, where I could sit there and I could think about how everything was going to be different. Or I could like, I feel like I went through this like revenge bank account moment where I'm like, all these things just happened to me. Like, I got humiliated, heartbroken. I'm going to go make a fuck ton of money and I'm going to just go as hard as I possibly can. And I think one of the biggest lessons and takeaways of that is because when I tell people that, you know, I went live, you know, every day for 30 days, people are like, oh, that sounds like a lot. Or I don't know if I could do that. Or I don't know if I'd want to do that. And it wasn't me hustling unintentionally or like, let me burn myself into the ground. It was this moment of like, I am too good at what I do to not go as hard as possible, to not show people who I am, to be in this financial position. It was an empowering, like, I can create whatever I want to create, however I want to create it. I can create the circumstance that I want exactly how I want it to be. And it was, you know, the first moment, or I guess the most powerful moment of in my life, the one that I can kind of put my finger on, of that really changing that quickly and in that like empowering of a way.
So looking back and making that transition to, you know, you're going live every day, you're selling every day, you're bringing in revenue that you've never brought in before. What do you feel was a side effect or maybe something that happened catalytically from what you were doing that you didn't expect to happen on the back end?
I love this question because it took me years to understand the more important part of all of it was not about the money. It was about, it created this sense of confidence in me because at that time, like if you were to tell me to go live on like Instagram or one of these public platforms, I literally would have jumped out of a plane before I did that. Like that felt terrifying, but I gave myself the permission to do it in a Facebook group. I created my home on the internet, my people who cared about what I had to say and in me pouring into them in terms of value and all of that, like they really poured into me as well and allowed me, they gave me the permission to be myself. You know, I remember the days where somebody would be like, you know, are you really going to curse? And I would be like, oh God, like I did something wrong. And then feeling I always call it the Tinkerbell effect, feeling people clapping for me and feeling people saying like, oh my God, I needed to hear this. It was just what I needed as a human and as a business owner at that point. And again, it took me a while to realize that it was so much more about that than it was about the money.
So I can imagine how empowering it must have been for you to like peel back the layers of the onion and, you know, lift the veil, so to speak. And like, this is Sarah, this is me. Like, I don't care what other people think. I'm in my nice, you know, tight knit community and I'm going to let it fly. So when you started truly being your authentic self, and not saying that you weren't being your authentic self before, but you stepped into your power and you're like, gloves are off, like, let's do this. How did that feel? Like what transpired in that group when you just started showing up the way that Sarah always wanted to show up?
I'm from Jersey, right? So I'm direct.
Me too. What part of Jersey are you from?
I'm from Edison.
Okay. Yeah. We're in the Cherry Hill area.
Oh, okay. All right. See, that makes sense.
Away. Yeah.
This makes sense then.
East Coast vibe. East Coast vibe.
Right. Exactly. So I don't know. I'm a direct person, but I also think that if I'm tough love or I'm like kicking somebody's ass, it really has always come from, I needed to hear this at one point. And so rather than the, you know, walking on eggshells or making sure that everybody felt that I was like being nice, I had to kind of take other people through the transformation or the things that I needed to understand myself, right? Like, no, you're sitting there trying to like make this business as easy as possible, but you're not happy with what you're making. Like, what sense does that make? Like, get up, do the things, work. And I think what we all know this, it's the most cliche thing, but we are most of the time our most powerful ideal, our ideal client is a version of us, right? And so if we just give ourselves permission to like tap into what we needed to hear, it comes through the most powerfully because it's the thing that we're the most passionate about and the thing that we mean the most. And so in that way, it felt like I started building my business like internally instead of like thinking about what they needed to hear. It was more this embodiment of like what I knew needed to be said and heard without just trying to get it right.
So the question that people sometimes have, you know, obviously high ticket, you know, sales, you know, going from that one-to-one high ticket coaching, going to more of the mid-tier, whether it's memberships or group programs. What was the big, I don't want to say lesson, but I would say positive, because, you know, we've made the same transition. Like I take on maybe a couple clients a year, but that's like, we love our group programs. What was the most revealing thing for you when you kind of set aside enough is enough with the whole high level, you know, one-on-one stuff, and I want to do one to many? How beneficial has that been for you and the scalability of your business?
It was everything. I remember that first February, like selling something for $97 for the first time. And for the first time, seeing like 97, 97, 97, like payments come in, like I thought I was a billionaire. Like it just felt so good that like, oh, you know, Susie, Jessica, these people that I didn't know were saying yes to me. And it didn't matter that it wasn't a couple thousands of dollars. It just felt like, again, such validation. And then realizing that all you need to do is get a customer the first time, be good to them, do a good job for them. And then it's actually so easy for them to not only buy from you again, but share your work, shout it from the rooftops. And I think a lot of people will feel, not that they're too good for low-end stuff, but feel like it's not worth it for them. And I just see so clearly it's the opposite now, where, you know, you get one client who pays you whatever, 10K, that's great. But where's that next dollar coming from? But being able to sell whatever you want to sell and then show up the way that you want to show up because you wanted to sell the thing in the first place. It's just this thing where it all adds up for you in such a powerful, beautiful way. I'm like, this is a number that I feel like a lot of people would be horrified over, but 2017 was my first $500,000 year. And our average transaction was $217. And I love that. I love that we did that.
That is amazing. I mean, for people listening to this, you got to do the math on that. So all you have to do is divide 217 by 500,000, and that will give you the exact amount of transactions that Sarah made. So it's not like she sold, you know, 2,000 of X amount of like that. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people would be hard. Some people would be like, oh my God, like $270. But I'm so proud of that because it's what I wanted. And again, I just always want people to believe that like, we don't have to just fall into this. Like, no, you have to sell high ticket. You have to do this. Like, no, just decide what you want and then create the circumstance, right? Like, obviously if I knew that I wanted to do that volume, I had to put so much of an emphasis on audience growth. Like that, you know, I had to, again, take the steps that I needed to take, but all of the possibilities for anybody are there if you, again, stack the deck in your favor and take the steps accordingly.
So being unapologetic is something that is a big core value of yours. It's something that you believe in yourself. It's also something that you empower other women to latch onto. What does being unapologetic mean to you?
It's about owning your truth. Because I think a lot of people, when they hear me say unapologetic, they think that they have to be like me, tough love or in your face. And I'm like, if you're unapologetically sweet, like be unapologetically sweet. Like this is about you not thinking that in order to get the sale, you have to turn into somebody else. If you're going on a date and all of a sudden you act completely different, it's really off-putting to that other person. The more natural that you can be, the better. And so a lot of people are building their businesses turning into people that they are not, attracting a bunch of people that they don't like, not getting the sales that they want, and they're just self-abandoning. That's all they do. And especially I think with women, I think it's a real thing. They struggle. We haven't been taught that we can just say what we want to say. And so to me, it's really just about, I know it's such a cliche thing, and it's hard to even understand what being authentic means, but not having to turn into somebody else in order to get a result.
I think it's also the confidence in being you.
Right.
And not really caring what other people say, think, or feel, because it's you being you. And again, you being yourself, whoever they are, like, I piss people off all the time, and but I attract a lot of people by, you know, the very direct, like, I'm very direct. I speak how it is. I give the truth. I call things out when I need to call them out, which brings me to a point. You are not one to shy away from highlighting some of the triggering things that are going on in the online marketing world. And I do, Nancy and I, we both appreciate that very much, because again, it's lifting the veil on those things that are, you know, a lot of people are getting sold bad bill of goods. They're falling for these little traps, like, you know, six figures in 6 days and whatever it is. So what do you see going on in the online marketing world that has not so much been a trigger for you, but it's something that people need to keep their eyes and ears out for so they don't fall into those traps that sometimes people do?
I think that my biggest pet peeve at the moment, anyway, is a lot of business coaches speaking to everybody as if everybody is a business coach, to not acknowledge that you are selling people the idea that they're going to make more money by buying from you. It does not translate to a lot of other niches of the world. And I find so many business coaches are attempting to teach every type of business the way business coaches operate. And that feels really unfair to me. And I think it's just really important that I have clients who are folklorists. They have their PhDs in folklore. They sell programs on things like figuring out how to combat burnout through reading fairy tales. And like, they're killing it. They just passed like the $1 million mark, but they can't operate. They're not going to go out there and sell $2,000 programs. People would laugh at them. So there's a way to make great money, but you have to adjust your strategy and your approach. And again, I don't think enough people who are just talking about, I made money, are acknowledging that or teaching appropriately. And that bugs me.
So where do you see, you know, again, with AI and all the new things that are going on out there, it's business is rapidly evolving. You've been involved in business for obviously, you know, well over a decade now. You've been there, you've done that. You've made a lot of money. You've impacted a ton of people. What changes do you see going on in the online business world as far as, you know, business coaches, course creators, and what do they need to know about it?
Well, I think that we definitely, hit a bubble over the past few years, right? Like, I don't necessarily want to say that any industry is saturated, because I think that as long as you're good at what you do, that doesn't actually matter. While at the same time, we'd all be kidding ourselves to not acknowledge that, like, I am not ignorant to the fact that there's not 50 million other blonde business coaches out there saying a lot of the same stuff that I am. Like, I'm not, you know, I would be silly to not acknowledge that. But I'm not going to win and stand out by, you know, getting a bunch of ChatGPT prompts and then speaking like a robot. Like, I have to embrace my stories. I have to embrace the way that I'm doing things. Even just as one example, I caught myself, you know, over the past year or so, really thinking that I had to adjust myself to like reels and TikToks. And not to say that I'm not going to do them, but I really thrive in a live environment in longer form content. And I'm allowing myself to just honor the way that I work best so that I stand out instead of feeling like I have to do something based on the trends. And my feeling and belief is that I will win that way versus attempting to like overly edit or adjust myself based on what is trendy.
Could not agree more. Is there anything that you've adapted or have done recently that has just scared the shit out of you where... Because again, we talk about really stretching ourselves and, you know, following our compass and, you know, using those GPS coordinates all the time. Is there anything that you've done recently for yourself that has just really scared you, but once you got on the other side of it, it wasn't so bad?
Well, I closed down my Facebook group.
Really?
Yeah. I decided that it was a couple different things. It was number one, I feel like in order to have a successful Facebook group now, I think it's still possible, but I think you have to work way harder than you did years ago. And so the version of me that was okay just sticking in that small place years ago, she wants to expand. She wants to grow. And I knew that I couldn't do both. I couldn't go much bigger and also really like foster that community. So I decided to shut it down. And I'm not looking back. Like, it feels like I know it was the right move for me, but still it's a big adjustment. It feels scary. But like in that scenario, I have to bet on myself and what I want and how I want to do things versus like the magic was never in the Facebook group. You know, it never was. It was about me. And so, you know, I'll have my moments where it still feels scary, but it's time to move on. And I think if we're not evolving, you know, we're in trouble.
Yep, you got to evolve to grow. And, you know, our big belief is that one door closes, another one opens up. So there's going to be opportunities on the back end of that. So you help people show up unapologetically and, you know, grow their businesses. So, you know, we have a very diverse listening base to this podcast. And if there's a specific woman that is listening to this podcast and you had a message for them, something they need to hear, they've been feeling a certain way, they know they're meant for more, they're tired of being sick and tired. What's your message to that woman that's listening to this podcast today?
I think everything comes back to, in this type of business, everything comes back to belief and it comes back to desire. Because just to use that Facebook group example, if I shut that down and then I was like, oh, did I do the wrong thing? Was that the wrong move? And looking back constantly, I'm gonna fuck myself over. I have to bet on believing in myself and what I want to do. And I have to bet on me and my certainty and my confidence in that I can do something without questioning if I did it wrong. And so for anybody, if you want to have a $500,000 a year with $217 transaction, if you want to just do, you know, this one type of business, dishonor that that is your desire and make it your mission to get your belief behind that. And then don't look back. And I really think that so much of this can be that simple.
And I agree with something you said earlier. Yes, that there any marketplace, there's saturation, but there are billions of people in this world. And you don't need thousands of people to create a successful business. You sometimes just need a few hundred and that's it. And anyone can do that. So what's on the horizon for Sarah Dan? What are some new things that you're stepping into? You closed the Facebook group down. Obviously, you have a wildly successful podcast. Your signature programs, what's on the horizon for 2024 for you?
So I'm really excited. We're going to be launching in the next few weeks. I decided that I wanted it'll still be a podcast, but I want to do You're Fucking Welcome as a live show every week instead. And kind of like the podcast is the repurposed thing instead of leading with the podcast, because I really thrive off of live energy. And that feels really exciting to me to just honor that that's the way that I want to do it and go all in on that. So that's in the next few weeks and is in the works, which I'm very excited about. But also just in-person stuff. I think that a lot of us as online business owners, you know, we think that that's the dream, but then we never leave our house. And I actually really want to be out there more, you know, working with new people in different capacities. And so I just held my first in-person workshop a few weeks ago. Thank you. My next one is March 16th in LA, which I'm really excited about. And so I'm just creating my own stage in that way and seeing where it goes. But it felt so good that I'm just excited to just do more of it. And yeah, see where that goes.
Well, that's amazing. So where can the listeners find out more about you? Obviously the live show, any upcoming speaking engagements that you're doing, in-person workshops, what's the best way for people to find out more about you?
So yeah, my website, sarah-dan.com, we've got all the things on there. It'll be updated in terms of the live show and all those kind of things. My community really now is my Show Up and Blow Up Collective, where it's a really cool mix of great content when it comes to starting and growing your business, but also we have weekly group coaching calls, all of that kind of stuff. And yeah, the events and all those things will be put on the website. So when anyone's listening, they can check that out.
Awesome. So anyone that's listening, all the information that Sarah shared will be in the show notes, the description, and the email that went out about this episode. So Sarah, before we sign off, I always end with one final question, and I can't wait to hear it. What does success truly mean to you?
I think it sounds cheesy, but it's really my honest truth. It's living how you want to live, right? Like, I think a lot of people can make a lot of money and things could look good to other people, but if you're not happy with how you're doing things and how you're living your life, what the hell is the point? And so I'm always trying to just let my business, I want to have, you know, personal life and business separate, while at the same time, I want my business to be an extension of just who I want to be all the time. And to me, like, that is success versus the, you know, dollar amount or anything like that.
Yeah, the money shows up when the impact is felt. And again, when you're showing up unapologetically as yourself, things really do fall into place. Well, first, I just want to say congratulations on everything, you know, for stepping into your power, but also doing those scary things that do really empower us to do bigger things on the back end. So thank you for being here today and for keeping it real as always. I'm just grateful for you. And I know my audience is as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So again, any information that you need on Sarah will be in the show notes and the description. Please connect with her. And as always, leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you love most. Again, you know what our mission is. We're on the road to 1 million downloads this year. We are 75% of the way there. So this is the year and we can't do it without your help. So please continue to support the podcast. So on behalf of myself and Sarah, I hope you enjoy today's episode. Love and gratitude. And I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.